USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two friends of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, are facing charges of conspiracy and campaign finance violations.
The unsealed an indictment charging Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman, and two co-defendants for their alleged participation in schemes to violate the federal campaign finance laws.
Briefing reporters in New York on Thursday, U.S. Attorney Jeff Bierman says the two men sought foreign influence and foreign political donations. Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is slamming the president's decision to remove troops from northern Syria.
President Trump's actions are putting our national security at risk in more ways than one.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for Thursday. The Dow was up 151 points to finish at 26,497. The S&P gained 19. The NASDAQ 47. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Utility companies in California are doing what they can to help prevent wildfires. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California's largest utility has pulled the plug on about a million customers to prevent a repeat of wind-blown power lines sparking deadly wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says the weather conditions are conducive to fires breaking out.
It's the low relative humidity and gusty winds that are expected. We will see conditions improve this weekend a bit, but at least in the short term, we do have concerns for fires out there. And this also stretches a little bit farther east, too, across portions of the Intermountain region as well.
Pacific Gas and Electric has already restored their service to about 50,000 customers in California.
General Motors announces on Thursday they've seen a 17.5% drop in sales in China, in part due to the trade war with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law which takes effect 2023, which will pay student-athletes, essentially turning them into employees at their college or university. 2007 Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow joins Fox News and says, where does it stop ultimately and that we need to find a middle ground?
I think for me on this argument, it's such a big argument that you really want to see both sides of it, because there really are two sides. I think one side is to understand that these college athletes are doing so much for their university, and some of them are very famous, and they're making their universities a lot of money, and so we should be able to take care of them. But the other side is we don't want to turn college football into the NFL. Right. We still want to make it a student athlete first and be able to take care of our athletes. And so I try to see both sides. And so for me, I would love to come to a middle ground where we could put together TV money and give them stipends and support them, because here's one of the issues. I think if you get to paying them for their name and likeness, is where does that stop? Does it go to high school? Does it go to Pop Warner? And are you continuing to have agents all in the game?
That is,
and so I want to be able to balance both of those. I want to take care of the student athlete,
right,
but I also want to be able to keep the authenticity of our game.
Speaking of football, week 5 of the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night with the New England Patriots hosting the New York Giants. Kickoff is just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.